The Ray D'Arcy Show on Today FM.
Right, now in front of me we have Donald and Timothy. Isn't that correct? Right. Donald and Timothy from Killorglan, and we got an email from them last week and we said, seeing as we're in the county, we might as well get them on air live because they're looking for the help of Fix It Friday to do something. So you're going to talk to me, Donald. This is Donald Jr. Your first year in what school?
Killorglan Community College.
Okay, and you have entered into the Young Scientists?
Yeah.
Okay, yourself and Timothy. What's your project?
We plan to use NFC technology or near field communication to help visually impaired or blind people in unfamiliar surroundings.
Okay, so NFC, you better explain that to people who wouldn't know what it is.
Well, you could use it every day without you even knowing. When you walk into Boots or Aldi or McDonald's and you spend under a certain amount of money, you can just touch your card off the card terminal and it'll automatically deduct the price, and that's NFC.
That's NFC. So so that's at the sort of the cutting edge of mobile phone technology.
Yeah.
And I suppose in 5-10 years, we'll all be using it.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
So how can it help people who are visually impaired, Timothy?
Well, NFC, we plan to put it beside every door in, let's say, Killorglan Community College or school, and a visually impaired person will come up with their smartphone, tap it off, and it will tell them exactly where they are and where they want to be.
Wow. So this was motivated by a fellow pupil of yours. What's his name?
Seamus.
Is he in the same? He's in first year too, is he?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's visually impaired. So I'm just trying to get... So say, for example, I'm visually impaired and I go into a new house, that you could put these stickers all over the place. I will have an app developed by you, and then it'll go sitting room. That's it?
Yeah, as you're walking into the room.
Right. So would you see a time that all public buildings would have this technology?
Yeah, we plan to put it near public buildings so that then visually impaired people will know where they are.
Right. And has nobody else developed this? Is this unique?
The technology itself has been around for over 30 or 40 years, and it's been in phones for about 5 years. But up since then, no one has thought of it for using it for assistive technology.
Okay, how far in the project are you gone?
Halfway, but we just need to get hold of 2 Apple devices and 2 Android phones with NFC in it.
So you can test out your your project.
Up to now, everything's...
So we're the 1st of December now, and it's only, what, is it 5 weeks away from the BT Young Scientists?
Yeah.
So you need them in a hurry.
Yeah.
So Donald, who's the Vice Principal, how are you, Donald, the other Donald?
Great.
What have you? Where have you been to trying to get these phones?
We've been we've gone on to all of the obvious choice would have been to the network providers.
Yeah.
We've been in contact with all of those. Without mentioning names, some people didn't even get back to us.
Okay.
You know, it's appalling. I think even from a marketing point of view, this is groundbreaking technology. I thought one of the big names would have loved to jump into it. It's only a drop in the ocean what they're looking for. It's in retail terms, it's only €1,000, but from the providers, it's only small money, you know.
Yeah.
Two companies have it's still with them. It's still with two providers, and they're thinking about it. But maybe if they hear it on Today FM, they might think about it a little bit faster.
Well, listen, we pride ourselves on fixing things. We don't always fix it completely, but in this occasion, we've half fixed it for you. So the lovely people at Samsung Ireland have given us 2 Samsung Galaxy S3s to give to you, Kevin, and you, Timothy. That'll start going. And if there's anybody out there now who wants a mention on national radio and has 2 Apple devices to give to you, that'll complete the foursome, won't it?
Yeah.
Right. It sounds very exciting, and it's a project like this that could be a winner. Has the school got a tradition of young scientists?
It would have, and it slipped for a while, and we went back in there 2 years ago, again with a very topical issue on bullying. We were one of the first schools in the country to actually stand up and say, yes, we do have bullying in the school, and this is how we attack it.
Right.
As opposed to a lot of schools saying, oh no, it doesn't happen in our building. And 2 of our second year students at the time did a survey, and they got commended above in the BT. But I think these guys, with the phones now, and if they could get their hands on 2 iPad minis and to test it, they have the stats behind it, they've got into the database of the National Council for the Blind, these guys are in with a good shout of winning their category now.
And a big thing about this is the technology, as in the little stickers you're going to put up, are extremely cheap.
They're only as little as 5 cents.
Right. So for a couple of euro you could do a whole house.
Right.
Amazing. Timothy, Donald and Donald Senior, give them a round of applause. A quick commercial break from Ballybunion.
The best in Ireland Awards, all this week on The Ray D'Arcy Show.
Today FM and Bord Gáis Energy, rewarding helpful people.